An 85-acre pastoral oasis with a pond, tucked away from the bustle of nearby box stores and fast food joints on Des Moines' north side, reminds Siyoung Bakhti of home.
We used to live nearby the hills or mountains or the rivers, water of our life over there. So we see this place is ideal for us to make a replica of the Thai Dam village.
Bakhti was on the first flight of Thai Dam refugees from Laos to land in Des Moines in October 1975 after communist forces took control of much of Southeast Asia. She was 22 at the time. Now, nearing 60, she sits under a gazebo in this secluded area of the capital city and talks about what she wants to pass along to the younger generation of Thai Dam in Iowa.
To read and write the Thai Dam, to speak Thai Dam first, actually, and to cook the Thai Dam food, and to even tailor your clothes the Thai Dam way, and to teach them how to dance Thai Dam, sing the Thai Dam.
Bakhti and hundreds of other natives of Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam are volunteering long hours toward a goal of preserving the homeland traditions they hold dear. They are staging festivals, raising money for cultural centers, and in the case of some young Laotian men, introducing Iowans to the ancient sport of takraw. It's an exhilarating blend of soccer, volleyball, and gymnastics that involves acrobatically putting a ball about the size of a grapefruit over a net without using hands. Bon Sitapong has been playing it since he was 7.
And I picked this up just like nothing. It's easy. Yeah, just like a soccer, you know. If you have background on it, you'd be all right, you know.
Sitapong is president of the Iowa Takraw Foundation. On a sweltering early summer afternoon, he's about to take a court outside a Buddhist temple for a Midwestern takraw tournament.
Why do you find it so fun to play this game?
Fun?
Yeah.
It's not fun, but it's pretty tough sport and all that. Sometimes you land, you get hurt, and you land a long way, and you might get broken bone and all that stuff.
The takraw tournament is part of a Laotian festival held each year to honor the food, music, and dance customs of Laos. It's one of many similar celebrations of Southeast Asian culture in central Iowa. There are more private ways for immigrants from that corner of the world to embrace tradition. Take the example of Sirisi and Twi Radere. They've converted their home just east of the Des Moines River into a gallery of sorts to the art and design of Thailand. Brightly colored ink drawings of Thai literary figures adorn the walls. Porcelain dolls fill a case in the living room. Statues of Buddha sit on shelves. Twi Radere is not from Thailand. She's Thai Dam. But she's pleased to have created a retreat for her banker husband.
My husband come back from work and he don't have to complain like I miss Thailand. He always say he miss his country, then I make this house. Like, when you come inside, here we go, is Thai.
The tribute to Thailand stretches outside the Radere's house. You see it in the fish pond and the bridge that spans it. You see it in the arbor that arcs over the driveway. And you see it in the patch of garden where Twi Radere grows the essential ingredients for the Thai food she makes from scratch.
Basil, cucumber, all the pepper you see over here. And you will see everything is all here, green beans.
Tending the dense vegetation around her home, she says, is an all-consuming task.
I treat my plants like my kids. I love the plants, and I talk to them, but nobody around me.
The Radere's unusual Thailand-themed residence is becoming a bit of a tourist destination in Des Moines, with people stopping to snap photos. It would be a mistake to lump all Southeast Asians living in Iowa into a single cultural grouping. For one thing, they celebrate different holidays. The most important annual occasion for the Vietnamese is the New Year's celebration, known as Tet. It's based on the lunar calendar, so it can be held anywhere between the middle of January and the middle of February. And it can be a real blowout, says Vin Nguyen, a teacher and leader in the Vietnamese community.
Tet is the biggest, the one and only. that is the day that we celebrate your July 4, your Christmas holiday, your Thanksgiving, even one's birthday.
Nguyen says every Vietnamese turns a year older on Tet, no matter when they were born in the calendar year. It's also a time to summon the spirits of dead relatives so they can share in the food and festivities.
Our ancestors can eat Tet with us for 3 days. On the third day, we begin to pray and send them back to the heaven.
Because so many of the Vietnamese in Iowa are refugees from the aftermath of the Vietnam War, Nguyen says they recognize one more special day during the year.
April 30th, 1975, the fall of Saigon, our communities always commemorate that day. It's a big thing for us. That's the day that have sent us, many of us here, sitting right here because of that.
Most of the newcomers from Southeast Asia did not end up in Iowa by choice. They were forced out of their homelands by the disruption of war. Since they can't go back, they surround themselves with small reminders of the past. It provides comfort in a faraway land. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.